Michael Support. My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here in the fire department. How are you today?
Okay, I didn't hear your name.
My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here in the fire department. How are you today?
Rick? Okay, Rick. Hi, Rick. My name is Janie Waller. I was looking at my bank statement, and I have an improved life quality. I don't know whose life is being improved, but it's certainly not mine. You took $59.89 out of my account. I want it back. I don't know what it's for. Some guy asked me, did you sign up for a sweepstakes? And I went, absolutely not. And he sent me over to you guys.
Okay. So can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
Janie Waller, 8827 Noland Road, Lenexa, Kansas, 66215-3435.
Okay, thanks so much for your information as well. You're saying this is fraud, correct?
I beg your pardon?
You're saying this is fraud, correct?
It just must be, because I don't even know what you sell.
Okay, so no problem. We can file this fraud, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go to proceed.
I'm the only one in the household. And I want my money back today because I need it today. I have to go grocery shopping.
Okay, so would you like to go to continue with the fraud claim?
You're talking about charging me for something. No, I just want my money back. Just refund my money.
Okay, so you would like to continue with the fraud claim, correct?
Taken from. I don't use my card online. I use PayPal.
Okay, well, no problem. Let me place you on a brief hold, mom, ma'am.
What city are you in?
Okay. I'm in California, ma'am.
What city?
I'm not able to get that information. I do apologize.
How can I make a police report if you won't tell me where you are?
Okay, I'm not able to give you that information, ma'am. Let me, one moment, I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
I could go through the state.
Okay, I'm just noting that account now. Just bear with me a moment.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for being so patient to hold it for me. So the refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your cancellation is effective immediately, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yeah, tell me what it is. What was it?
Oh, you're saying the name of what the product was?
Yeah,
It was
no
the meal plan, ma'am. Excuse me.
For what?
It's an app that helps focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Okay, that is definitely fraud. I'm on a plan called Better Health, and sweetheart, I've lost 77 pounds. I would never go to a different meal plan.
Okay, well, no problem. I did want to get your account canceled and refunded. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 days.
You said it's going to take 3 to 5 days to get my money back. I need to go grocery shopping today.
Okay, so we did go ahead and get a refund on our end, ma'am. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to be refunded.
Okay. And you can't tell me what city you're in.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No. You're just doing your job. I'm not upset with you. Somebody is somebody's having fun and at my expense, and they, yeah. Okay, I'll notify my bank, and I'll notify my local police department, and I will wait for the refund.
You're welcome. Okay? Thanks so much for calling us support, and the refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business, okay? You're welcome.
Okay, bye.